Looking to learn more about the Instagram algorithm? Have a passion for mental health and wellness? Look no further. My name's Kayla, and I'll be your host over here at Marketing and Mental Health, Instagram Algorithm, and more. Welcome to Whatever Wednesday. I'm your host, Kayla, and I can't wait for you to hear what I have for you today. Today's topic was chosen by someone who answered my IG question last week on my Instagram community, and they told me what they wanted to hear for Whatever Wednesday. So grab some coffee, tea, your favorite snack, or if you're driving, please don't grab anything other than the steering wheel, and let's get chatting. At the beginning of the week, I asked the question to my community, what do you want to hear someone talk about? I use the answers to create episodes like this one, so if you want to submit your own topic that you wish someone would talk about, follow me on Instagram, at KaylaTheNap, and watch my stories. You'll see the question and be able to submit your answer. I can't wait to connect with you. So the topic that I'm highlighting on this Whatever Wednesday is how to handle toxic people. Now, I think that there's an important distinction to make between toxic people and difficult people. Difficult people are hard to deal with, hard to handle, hard to love, and are people that you don't really look forward to interacting with. However, they're not manipulative, they may just be extremely pessimistic and suck the air out of the room, but they're not aggressive or abusive in any way, you just find them a bit annoying. Difficult people are not people that I believe that you should walk away from, it's just my personal opinion. They're a little rough around the edges, they require a little more patience to deal with, but they're not going out of their way to be malicious or evil, they're just difficult. Toxic people aren't toxic because they're difficult. Toxic people are toxic because of manipulative tactics, guilt tripping, intimidation, and they leave you feeling emotionally and sometimes physically exhausted. Toxic people require you to know when to walk away. And they also require you to understand that perhaps they've gone through something that created them to be the way that they are. Toxic people are generally negative, pessimistic, and are ridiculously unsupportive. They suck all of the air out of the room, and most of the time, they don't realize it. Now, there can be a lot of guilt when having to disconnect from someone who is toxic, so trust me when I say it is necessary and worth it. You can be kind and nice to someone without tiptoeing into a friendship game. So, scienceofpeople.com ran a really neat article about 7 types of toxic people, how to spot them. So, I'm going to actually just verbalize it for you because it's so well written, and I just feel like everything that I was going to say, they've already said. So, you'll see this source in the show notes. It is linked, and you can find it there. Type number 1 is called the conversational narcissist. Have you ever been talking to someone who just keeps interrupting you? Have you ever talked to someone who won't let you get a word in? Conversational narcissists love to talk about themselves or just hear themselves talk. They don't ask you any questions, they don't wait for your response, and they don't shut up. In a relationship, these people end up being completely self-centered and are not attentive to the other person's needs. Type number 2 is considered the straitjacket. The straitjacket is someone who wants to control everything and everyone around them. They want to be in charge of what you do, what you say, and even what you think. You know the type of person I'm talking about. They freak out when you disagree with them. They won't stop trying to convince you that they are right and that you should do what they say. In a relationship, rather, it is romantic or just plutonic, this person gives you no breathing room and will constantly nag you until you're in complete alignment with them. So please be careful because these people will go after your emotional, conversational, and mental freedom until you have nothing left. These are people that you should start distancing yourself from. Type number 3 is the emotional moocher. An emotional moocher is also known as a spiritual vampire or a love sucker because they tend to suck the positivity out of you or bleed you emotionally dry. These are the people who always have something sad and negative and pessimistic to say. In conversations and relationships, they can never see the positive and they tend to bring everyone down around them. If you're with someone or friends with someone who only has bad things to say whenever you see them, please just watch out. It might not get better. I'm not saying to just up and leave and ghost them, but just become aware of it. Number 4 is the drama magnet. Some toxic people are magnets for drama. Something's always wrong. Always. And of course, once a problem is solved, another one's gonna emerge. They only want your empathy, sympathy, and support, but do not give them advice because they don't want help and solution. They never seem to actually want to fix anything, and instead they complain and complain. In relationships and friendships, drama magnets are victims and thrive in a crisis because it makes them feel important. So if someone is a beacon for adversary, please watch out because you might one day become a part of that drama. Types 5, 6, and 7 are coming at you right after this quick break from our sponsor. The fifth type is called the JJ, and JJ stands for jealous, judgmental person. Jealous people are incredibly toxic because they have so much self-hate that they can't be happy for anybody around them. And typically, their jealousy comes out as judgment, criticism, or gossip. And according to them, everyone else is awful, uncool, or lacking in some way. So if someone starts to gossip jealously about other people, watch out because they could be a toxic person and you never know what they might say behind your back. I'm not saying that you have to look at everyone with suspicion, but these are just things that you notice after being friends with someone for a while. These are attributes that you can most certainly pick up on. The sixth type is the fibber. I am not a human lie detector. I don't know human lie detection, but liars, fibbers, exaggerators, whatever you want to call them, they are exhausting to have in your life because whether they tell little falsehoods or major lies, it's impossible to trust them in a relationship, and dishonesty drains us. It ruins intimacy. So if your intuition is ringing alarm bells, if the Holy Spirit's like, hey, you gotta watch out around this one, then watch out and get out before you are caught up in a web of lies unintentionally. And last but not least is the seventh type, the tank. A tank crushes everything in its wake. A human tank is always right, doesn't take anyone else's feelings or ideas into account, and constantly puts themselves first. In a relationship, tanks are incredibly arrogant and see their personal opinions as facts. This is because they often think that they're the smartest person in the room, so they see every conversation in person as a challenge that has to be won over. They rarely ever see others as equals, and this can be challenging when trying to form a loving connection. So if you feel like your ideas are always being run over and that you're not respected, you should probably take a step back from that. Scienceofpeople.com did a great job with their article, and I'm actually super impressed by it and thought it was the best way to articulate to you the different types of toxic people that you may see in your lifetime. Now, I know that it can be kind of taboo to talk about, and it can be hard to walk away from people and relationships that are toxic. Because we as humans tend to have a lot of guilt. We feel guilty for putting ourselves first. We're often taught to just be the bigger person, and somehow it gets translated over time into be the better doormat. And honestly, in my personal opinion, sometimes the healthiest thing you can do for a toxic person is to walk away. So if you've tried to explain to this person how their behavior can be hurtful, if you've chosen specific instances to back up what you're saying, and they still choose to repeat the same behaviors, it may be time to walk away. Because sometimes no reaction, as in not getting upset or angry, is better. Because sometimes walking away is healthy. And I think we get used to being quote-unquote good people that we forget that boundaries are healthy and sometimes the whole bless and release approach is the way to go. So if there are people in your life who mirror any of these seven toxic type people that scienceofpeople.com were so generous to write about, perhaps walking away isn't an option. But creating meaningful distance and knowing your own boundaries along with respecting them is crucial. I hope you know how loved you are. I hope you believe that you're worth meaningful connections and that you're allowed to build a community of intentionality and authenticity. Pray about the decisions you make before you make them. Figure out what type of people you want to be surrounded by and make sure that you're cultivating a life that allows those type of people to flow to you. Thanks for coming to this Whatever Wednesday. I'd love to chat about any particular topic that you want to. Connect with me over on Instagram at KaylaTheNap. I'd love to see you there. And if you've enjoyed this episode, make sure to leave a 5-star rating and leave a review so that other people can find our community. You're the best. See you on Friday for our marketing talk. We'll chat soon.